So it was me and my friend Mike playing beer pong, and Crick was just laying on the couch next to the beer pong table. And I would catch the ball and be like, "Are you filming?" and spike it as hard as I could against Crick's face. And he was passed out, so it hit him, and he'd be like, "Ah."
Oh.
And then he'd be like, "Oh, the cats." Oh. What a night, dude.
Sleeping on like a balcony that night.
And then you went up on a balcony, and I think I followed you.
I think so.
And I think you laid like on the kitty litter.
Dragon egg. You guys really don't know how to joke around about gay stuff, do you? This is crazy, dude.
It's new to them. You guys are the first generation to adopt the white way of being
like
constantly gay.
It's like a little kid cursing. Yeah, it's like, wait, that's not how you use
what
it.
What the shit? What the damn?
Yo, I'm going to fucking throat my boy. Whoa. Just fucking smack his balls.
Yeah. I touched your penis today.
You got me underwater.
What? Underwater?
Yeah, bro, there's levels to this shit.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Well, you guys, once you master swimming, you guys are going to get swimming and gay shit. Some guy was like, "You want to try these goggles?" I was like, "Yeah, I'll try them." And I put on goggles, immediately just went underwater. Squeeze. Matt's balls.
He got a cold water penis in his hand.
Like, oh. There's nothing wrong with going underwater and giving someone a little. Especially because you can hear it through the water, which is very funny. Like,
oh. Yeah, I was working with a little crappy. I had no power. I had no power.
I didn't even think about that. Small. I didn't get a grip. Yeah, just so you know.
I was just laughing like, dang, that was not a good
caught
one.
To be penis? Yeah, if somebody caught my penis in there.
Caught a goldfish. There's a goldfish flapping around.
That was a guppy.
We're coming out to do a show. And we're fucking around. You're like grabbing my ass, and then on the way to the stage, you just kept grabbing my ass, and you just fucking like fully sucked me in. Not like sucked me, but you fully like started like overtly molesting me on the way to stage. On the stage, and we just stopped. We never made it to the stage, and we were just molesting each other.
You had a gay sex dream. No, 100% gay. You need to surrender that. Surrender that. Dude.
I remember just being like walking on what you were doing.
Well, that's because I did that to you in DC.
I
grabbed your butt cheeks.
You were doing
you
stand up, and I was sitting in the front row, and I was like,
"Then I said, come up on stage," and I gave you like the Jodeci, or no, like the, put you in a chair and like sang
Magic Mike.
Yeah,
no, you were doing stand up, and I was like about to interject. I'm like, "Oh, this is stand up. It's not a podcast." And then I waited, and then we were both about to go on, and then you just started like groping my butt.
That's totally real.
And that happens. And it was just kind of, but it went on for a while. And then the dream just went to something
else. The horseplay went.
But it was like it was extended horseplay, and we never made it to stage. We just like groped each other.
I could see horseplay.
Well, I think I just got groped.
You bucked back a little.
I was just like, I just went with it.
You're
I was
like, "Hey man, knock it off."
I just pushed, I just power bottomed him the whole time. I was like,
up is great. If I kissed the back of his neck, he would do that. Oh, on the my deck, God. He'd be like,
"The hell you doing?
You fucking kiss your father on the neck."
Imagine if he sent a male prostitute to the house.
Yeah.
It's a hot male prostitute.
Oh, what if it worked? What if I was like, "This is going to be a funny prank"? And then my dad fucked a guy.
Game and activity you play with friends. Every time I drink Mountain Dew, I usually just kind of like, me and my friends, we don't get naked, but like we take off like a lot of our clothes just so we can kind of like grip each other. And, we wrestle in a style, some might, if you saw it from afar, you might think it's sexual. It's not. That would be against the code of conduct for the ad policy. It's not sexual. From afar, you'd be like, "Are those guys violent?" Look, from far away, it's crazy. If you got up under us, you'd be like, "Holy shit, these guys are really working on technique." But that's what I do. When I drink my original favorite Mountain Dew, I wrestle with my friends in a way that looks suggestive from far away, but it's for real. It's like, we're just training. We're just kind of like working on, you know, certain drills and moves. So that's kind of what we're up to.
Oh my God. I'm not going to tell you who it was because I don't want to besmirch my man. But while he was asleep, I drew a swastika on his forehead in Sharpie, which I thought was a funny bit. And in 2014, whenever this was, it was a good bit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Swastika on a, still is, dude.
Honestly, it's a pretty good bit.
But.
And he was wrong to get that upset.
He cried in the car ride home.
Did he wipe it off?
Me,
yet, he
was crying with a smeared swastika on his forehead. And him and his girlfriend drove me home. I was in the back and I did it. And he was in the front. First off, it's like a 45-minute drive. Oh, he was in the front crying that I disrespected him that badly.
Oh.
And she was like, "You, what you did was fucked up." And I was trying to be like, it wasn't. Like, I was in the back like, guys, it's not that serious. Oh.
Was that you? Oh. Someone drew a swastika on my forehead once. And it was like, it was like early December. Like my family, with one side of my family, we celebrate Christmas early. So like the next day I went to family Christmas with a swastika.
I forgot I was doing this so often.
It was on, like, coincidentally, I also had like a really bad hickey. So I was like someone was like that morning, like, "Oh, you have a really bad hickey." I'm like, "Oh, I know." And then I went and didn't look in the mirror and went to family Christmas. So everyone's looking at me. I'm like, "Oh, everyone knows I have a hickey." My dad,
wait, was that just the same? Was he just crying about that incident?
No, because you did that to him too.
I did it to him. Yeah. All right. Good. I think it was the same night.
Maybe it may have been. But yeah. My dad pulled me aside and he's like, "Hey, why do you have a swastika on your forehead?"
Oh fuck!
But by that point, his opinion of me was already so low that didn't even change.
Sending someone home with an unbeknownst swastika on their forehead is incredible.
I mean, how do you address it? Is it just kind of like an "excuse me, sir"? But
yeah, you got a little
you have an ancient swastika. You have an ancient Hindu symbol on your forehead. Yeah, yeah, I ever.
With a swastika on my forehead, wearing like cowboy boots and a tucked in shirt.
Oh man.
Nobody could be negative. We all just got to like share how we were feeling and we all just like lifted each other up. We did that kind of thing. Then afterwards we went in the basement and we practiced this like it wasn't, if you were to see it from the top of the steps, you would have thought we were making out, but we weren't. We were just affirming each other like right up close to each other's faces. And then tapping tongues just to seal the deal. Guys, the mountain is calling. You should answer. Grab your friends. Grab an ice cold Mountain Dew.
Don't touch me. Don't ever put your fucking hands on me.
I can't touch
don't
your ever shoes
put
out
your
of respect.
Fucking hands on me.
I'm going to grip you up.
God damn it.
Hold on. So Jefferson was to shut the fuck up, guys. Shut up, guys.
Sean, get out.
Sean, don't look at me.
I told you, showed my brother his dick.
I forgot about this. Yeah, I'd like to hear about it again.
My brother's dick. He was just complaining how he couldn't get hard. He couldn't get any power. He called it power. Oh, I got no power.
I have no power.
No power.
I'm going to steal that.
He like had just showed my brother his gun. Then he goes, and just flashed in his penis. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Oh, no power. Dude was the fucking man.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So funny.
The one in high school had ill intent.
Right. He wanted
the hump. Yeah. The hump? No.
No ill intent on the hump.
Zero ill intent.
Okay.
What happened in high school? What was the
that was Shorty. He would just call me Shorty over and over again because I was short.
Yeah.
And, you know. But.
Was he disabled?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But.
And I know your little nasty ass struck back one day.
Yeah. No.
There's no way
you put
let
a
that
bunch
slide.
Of candy under a box no, with a every, stick holding
everybody
it up.
Was, everybody was very like. Pieces. Nice to me in high school.
Yeah.
So they're like all the football players.
Oh,
in the
so he was, a little,
Wes.
Oh, he was a little jealous.
I shouldn't have said the name. Bleep it out.
We'll okay, bleep that out.
But anyway.
Guard dog. All right.
The, whatever. Yeah. So the one in Manila, so I just got a back rub that just got way too intense. And that had to get broken up too.
I'm sorry. Security was called to break up a back rub.
Yeah, well, the security officer of the school was also like the guy.
What were you saying during the back rub?
I wasn't moaning. Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, that's really sweet. You know, and then it just, and then.
And
it,
this was where?
Manila's Diner.
Oh, at the diner.
It was like a field trip.
I see. And the person was standing behind
pumped.
You?
He got pumped.
You took like a field trip to a diner?
With special needs kids.
Oh. Yeah.
Were you chaperoning?
No. No, I was. That was middle school.
You're part of the gang.
Yeah. No, you know what I mean. It's just a shut around. Right. Like,
have you been special needs this whole time? Like, is that why people love tired? I mean, is this level on the spectrum?
Yeah. Like, it is, bro.
What?
That's beautiful.
It is.
Damn. So the Madonna dance, was there any dramatic, though? Did you ever act in a play or anything like that? And that was, you caught the bug there?
Yeah.
You knew you had it.
Lightning well, I know bottle. I enjoyed it.
you enjoyed being a showman.
Yeah. You did too. Then, don't act like you don't.
I never did anything like that.
If you're a showman, you're a showman.
You never did any like
it's
acting.
It's not lame to like
school
act.
Plays.
It is.
No, it's not.
We were just
it's
having
a
this
little,
conversation.
It is a little bit.
We were just having this conversation
today.
I was driving to the show today and I was like, we always sit around and are like, fucking stand up's actually fucking lame. It's so much better
it's
than acting.
It's much better. So
acting is lame.
No, it's
too
not.
Much waiting around.
I agree. Both are good. I like both of them. I wouldn't trade it for anything, but I'm saying the way comedians, especially podcast comedians, love to be like, fucking stand up so stupid.
Yeah.
I only do it for money.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, it's the best job in the world.
It's incredible.
I had a total turnaround.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. After acting, which is still fine.
Acting's fun. I love
it. It's fun. But, and this show fucking rules, obviously.
Yeah.
We get to fuck around and this isn't like other bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, cause we're real lucky on that. But like, when I did the movie, which was fun, and I loved it, and please buy it on fucking VOD. I really need you to, if you're listening. But it was so much harder. Dude, stand up, we just wake up at fucking 12.
Oh, so
we do our act. We stay, and especially now where shit's going good, we stay in a nice hotel. You eat like a fucking... I'll spend like $40 on breakfast. Just like I'll get steak and eggs.
Not
like
for long now that we have T2.
Oh, yeah.
Price of groceries?
You think prices are
going down?
Yeah. That's my
index.
I mean,
index. There's no way they go up.
Who
I mean, there is,
knows?
Of course, there is
we
a way.
We could become Argentina.
I guess we don't see.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be nice to. That's my. The steak and eggs metric. The steak and egg matrix. That's how I view fucking.
I mean, that's actually a pretty fair, honest metric.
Yeah.
For real. That's actually
Four
the price
brunch.
Of eggs. Is
Four
actually,
Seasons brunch, man.
Price of eggs is kind of a decent
metric. It's insane,
metric.
Yeah. It's gotten fucking insane.
No, but I liked it. It was fun.
What?
I liked it. I liked the price of eggs going up.
It was affecting you?
I like it.
That was really hurting your wallet?
Was it hurting you?
Price of eggs?
Was
no,
it
I don't notice.
No, of course not. You sound like a liberal elite. I didn't even notice. Keep the prices high. That's never backfired throughout history.
Fuck.
The mob's angry about the price of eggs.
Yeah.
Let them eat cake, Chris. Let them eat
Chris
cake.
Chris was throwing eggs at homeless people on the way over here.
Yeah, that's me.
Get a job, you sack of shit. Act on a fucking
sitcom.
That egg was $3.
Yeah. Fuck. Get a writing job on a sitcom, you fucking idiot. Did you do any dramatic work, dude? I was like you. I was in the Backstreet. I was in the Backstreet Boys in third grade, sang some Backstreet Boys tunes.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
at a school talent show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, I thought I was the fucking man. I thought I was like, dude, I'm fucking cool as shit.
Were you cool in high school or were you kind of like funny?
I was funny.
No,
I was
like funny. Like, yeah. All right. Yeah.
I was like, my school was, it was a magnet school in Baltimore. So everybody was kind of dorks. You know what I mean? So it was kind of easy to be a cool.
Yeah.
And I played football and I was like I was maybe the funniest white kid in the school. It was an 85% black school. So it was like just being a funny white boy.
Yeah.
Skyrockets you in terms of you just have to be the funniest white person, and you know what I mean? Like,
hey, we're still doing that.
Yeah.
All we have to do is be the funniest white.
Yeah.
That's true. Black people are way funnier.
They are so much funnier.
They're
dude.
Killing us.
Yeah. Like, I lost funniest, like, you know, person in the school to some guy that just like works at a bank now. You know what I mean? And he deserved it. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the difference between white people and black people funniness. But yeah, and then I was in plays, but then in sixth grade I was like, acting's gay. I'm a fucking jock. And I tried to be a fucking athlete and I played football. I played soccer and football. And then I wrestled but then obviously I should have stuck. Clearly, I should have stuck with fucking acting.
Yeah, you're never going to be a soccer star.
I was fat as shit. I scored a couple goals. It was one of those like funny, like, hey, the fat kids, I did that. Yeah. And then I just kept getting fatter. So ninth grade, I'm like the fat kid who scored a couple goals. And then 10th grade, they're like, you're much fatter. Like, you were barely able to play soccer last year.
You know how fat you have to be as a ninth grader?
I was, yeah.
Yeah. Even as a child, to be like, you can't, you're not going to be able to move. Dude, was, yeah. Even with your child body. Yeah.
Your body that can spring back from anything. Yeah. The amount of McDonald's you're fucking saddling it with. But yeah, dude. And then, so, that was, and then I played football because the JV soccer coach gave a kid pornography. And they
kind of ruined the season.
And they dissolved our team and they let us play football. Yeah, yeah. Not even in a I'm trying to fucking
way. The good news is you can
matriculate onto the football team.
We got good news. Can you keep a secret? So you get eligibility. And you still might get a JV letter.
Fellas, they got us. You're going to have to join the black football team. I know you're trying to play the one sport they weren't playing. 2 days are in a week. It's going to blow.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
But
you had a bit of the... You were a showman.
Oh, I was definitely a showman.
Chris.
Dude. Definitely a
please
showman.
Tell me you tried acting.
I never tried acting. I did. I was a stagehand in high school for a play that my girlfriend was in.
Ooh.
At church.
At church?
Yeah.
What was
yeah.
the play?
Joseph I think, from the.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yes,
always that.
Yeah, yeah.
Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah, Bye Bye Birdie. It's yeah. one of those every time. And yeah. Mm. I remember I showed the first night of the play that it was actually showing. I was just working, you know, there for like weeks. And then I did a ton of mushrooms. And I showed also, up.
Chris is another secret dumb. Chris is a real secret dumb guy. Like
I don't think it's a secret.
All right. Yeah.
I guess. I see Chris and looking yeah, intellectual. Yeah.
The nation's most well kept yeah. secret. Chris. I'm an idiot. Yeah.
No, Chris was, I guess, if you, I mean, I guess it's been a while.
What?
I always thought you were very, very intelligent. And then you tell me about your life, and I'm like, holy shit.
But you probably met him when you were even dumber.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You guys were young and fucking stupid.
Yeah.
And, you know what I mean? Which makes sense. I mean, I think, I don't see, I guess I just don't make
Chris
a judgment.
Chris is definitely smart. I'm not being an asshole. Chris, yeah.
Well.
Same with Gerby, baby.
At moments. But if you look at the whole picture.
Yeah. Also, yeah. Academia does not mean you're dumb, obviously. But yeah. But that's awesome that you were. How old were you? How old were you when you did
it? When I did this, 16.
Yeah. Okay. Respect.
It's also this, yeah. The story of my whole athletic career is pretty similar. Well, coaches kept putting me in and be like, "This kid's gonna be amazing," and then I'd be bad.
Did you
and
just look like, kind of jacked for a kid?
What?
Did you look? Were you
no, I just was good. I just played bad.
Interesting.
I just like, and the amount I drove coaches nuts. They would just be like, "What is? How do I get through to this kid? Yeah, yeah. What is going on?" I like
hey, that problem sure has persisted. Jesus it's
just,
Christ.
It's a lifelong thing of just being like, it doesn't make any sense.
Interesting.
That you're
not going to get through.
I remember.
Don't even try. The most I can get out of him is angry. Yeah. That's all I can get.
Yeah.
Today I just went up there and laid on the... He was upstairs in the office. I just came upstairs, laid on the ground. So I was like, Kamala sucks. Got a nice 20-minute flight. I wasn't even looking at him. I was staring at the ceiling. I was like, you think Ukraine's going to be like Afghanistan was? I don't think, dude. I think the withdrawal from Afghanistan was a disaster.
Yeah.
Fucking guys were hanging off the plane. Fuck it, that was nuts. How did they fucking, you got to get a fence up, dude. Don't let bros hang on the plane on the way out.
I'm not familiar with the footage. I just remember Vietnam hanging off the plane.
That was people on the helicopter Afghanistan. Grabbing it. But Afghanistan took off with hundreds of people underneath a giant plane jumping onto the fucking landing gear.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah. That sucks.
That is a tough moment to be like, I hope this works. I don't know how landing gear falls in, but I hope I'm in the right spot.
I have better odds of doing this than sticking around.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of these planes, never on the ground. They got to get up there somehow.
That's another guy that thinks he's Tom Cruise, dude. That's
true. Tom Cruise, he did think he was stunts. Mission Impossible.
Yeah. Would you do a fucking big ass stunt, dude?
Yes.
Well, would. For enough money? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I want Tom Cruise to make a very small indie movie at some point and get off the action.
I think you know he will. I think he will.
Hold on. I'd love to hear this.
I want a role where I'm like Tom Arnold in True Lies. Like an action movie, but I'm the guy in the van. Absolutely. Like, you know?
I think you will get that.
You'll crush that.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Have you seen True Lies?
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I've watched parts of it on like TBS, but I've never gotten through the whole thing.
It's a banger. James Cameron, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's kind of Arnold's last undisputed kind of title run. You know, like defense of his action hero title. And then it becomes all this so-so stuff. But that one is like, it's good. It's crazy. It's got like crazy set
Tia
pieces.
Tia Carrera.
You want to talk about pieces of ass.
Yeah.
She had a UPN show that I jacked off. Back to the door we jacked off to.
Nice.
Kids. But
is that the lady from Wayne's World?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, brother.
What's her name?
Tia Carrera.
She was a real flash in
and
the
pen. And then she had a porn star, you know, Asia
of
Carrera.
Of course, Asia Carrera.
Knockoff, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
I missed that era.
It was great. But Asia Carrera was also incredibly beautiful.
Yes, she was.
Porn star incredibly beautiful.
A lot of them are. Asia Carrera.
A lot of them are.
That was one of those early.
You sound like a pervert knowing their name and describing them as incredibly beautiful. That's what I'm saying.
No, because that was one of the early days.
Obviously, the whole point is they're beautiful.
That's a man that eats and dips, brother.
That is.
A man that eats and dips calls porn stars incredibly beautiful.
You fucking double dish.
What does that mean?
You know what I mean.
I know. Sure, I guess I do. But
nothing wrong with a little double dip, bro.
Sure. Right.
I think about the double dip.
What is that?
I don't do it.
One day you'll get there, Shane.
Yeah, who knows?
Trust yourself enough to double dip. No. Bop, bop, bop.
Oh, yeah.
Double dip. You got your spit on it.
I don't know. Once I had a... If I ever had a plan... That would fuck my head up so
you wouldn't
bad.
Need a plan. It would just feel right in the moment.
Right. And you're playing to her rhythm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Playing to her rhythm.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not, you don't need to play it. She's going to give you the feedback.
I saw that hit you, Shane. I saw that phrase just fucking wallop you in the face. Gerben talking about being in tune with a woman's orgasmic rhythm. Destroyed you, dude.
I'm not saying I'm a maestro.
You are the maestro.
Oh, my God.
The pussy maestro.
You are the pussy maestro.
The pussy maestro. Da, da, da,
da. And now I'm going to stick it back. Oh, and she enjoyed that. She gyrated. I'm gonna get back down and taste her. I'm
fucking pop pussy. Back up.
She
the
loves
pussy
it.
Maestro, dude. That's awesome. fuck, what were we just
you
talking
just,
about?
You do that, oh. You go, I just had a good day at the links.
No,
I hey, honey. I hit an 83.
Oh, you know what?
Break out the pillow.
No, break out the gay pussy. My mood is not dependent on the score. But
do you have
a good one, like a special pillow?
No.
No.
Oh, a wedge? Yes.
Yes. Oh, wait, you bought a...
Ew, dude, you're a fucking sex pillow.
Yeah, specific pussy eating pillow?
Yes. No.
Oh, the sex pillow sex to lay wedge. On.
Yeah.
I know that one. Respect.
I mean, obviously respect. obviously, this is all respect, but it's so fucking weird that
you're
fucking... You gotta get the right angles.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I don't know... I think you probably got a nice piece on you, but with a little ass dick, you gotta know your angles.
I don't have a big penis at all, and
yeah, dude.
Yeah,
it's a reasonable penis. No, you're saying it's bad.
I don't think
I would imagine. You
I
got
think
a
it's about
you've got a reasonable.
Should
Jewish,
I just give you
Jewish.
Sizes?
Give
sure.
Some inches.
Well, the length I think is fine. It's like 5.5.
It's great.
And then, but the girth could use
a little juicing.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I have like a bulbous head. Man, it's not even that bulbous.
Sure.
Well, should I not be saying that?
I would never, ever.
No. Oh, okay.
No.
Delete it then.
Don't delete it. Keep it in there.
Gardini?
I have a keep very that. Similar penis.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I wouldn't say it's long.
Well, you got to just have a skinny, skinny penis. You have a small penis.
I have a little ass dick. Yeah. I mean, it's in the same.
You guys are describing small penis.
You know what?
I'd say like A little below average girth. Terrible girth.
Five and a half thin.
Man, I wish you had the abs on the way in. Something so unsettling about hearing that you think that you have a similar penis to mine, because now I'm interested to know what your penis looks like.
It's what you kind of described, bro. Right. Yeah, I don't have a bulbous head. You got me on the head. Plunger. You got me on the head, though.
Don't take that too literal. Like, it's that deformed bulbous. Yeah, but it just.
You got a big fat head.
A lollipop.
And a stem.
You always got a lollipop. How many licks, brother? One, two, three.
Damn. So you have a bulbous head. And you're lacking in girth. And you're not afraid to break out the wedge.
Well, that's how you hit the deep inside of pussy, dude. Yeah. With a little ass dick, you need the wedge. Dude, I had a tough situation happen where I'm used to not being able to hit the back of the pussy with my dick, but I was fingering her when she said deeper. And I was just maxed out.
Yes.
And it's like, lady, what do you want me to do?
It happens all the time. Yeah. I usually get that. Like asking for two fingers, I physically can't.
Yeah. Oh, damn. You just got to go one.
What if we got you a splint? What if we got you a pussy fingering splint?
That's where you break out the toys.
Yeah. That's
hell yeah, dude.
Crazy.
Inspector Gadget.
Gotta, you know.
The pussy maestro. he brings out the lectern, the thing they used to fucking.
So you have a wedge and an array of toys.
Yeah, and I wear a belt and I keep the toys on. No.
Oh, that would have been sick.
I was about to believe it. And that was going to make me so happy.
Yeah. If you get a belt that was both like kept your form right.
Carpenter with the pencil in the air.
It folds out.
You truly are the maestro.
Not the maestro. I'm not saying for, I just want
to. I'm sorry to do this to you. How many toys are we talking here?
I just had to take a second to take inventory.
Let's do that.
But no, let's not because we're at time. But I also just want to say for the record. I just want to say for the record, I'm not claiming to be like a, you know, sexual dynamo.
Of course you're not.
Yeah, but you're doing everything.
You're a humble guy, right. But we, your friends, are reading. We're taking what you're saying, and you know we get paid to analyze things for a living.
Yeah,
we're
analysts. This wedge talk's got
and
me.
And you're the pussy maestro.
It's exciting to be your friend.
Yeah, absolutely, we're friends, dude. Yeah. And you're the pussy maestro. I think we're all in agreement, right, boys?
Yeah,
three for three.
I have nothing.
Steve is the pussy maestro. Yeah.
If I actually thought it was bad, I wouldn't fucking film it.
It's awesome.
It's great that you do this. But could you answer the question of how many toys?
Toys? I think, well, if we're talking, is the pillow count as one?
No.
Oh, they're probably three.
Oh, it's nothing. Okay. Yeah. Good. What do we got? Vibe?
Yeah.
You got to get a vibe in the mix.
Obviously, vibes the, yeah.
If you got a girlfriend, it's weird to be a single guy and have toys. Like, I can't just fucking bust out toys and be like, yeah.
No, that's
a thing. Some other bitch. You have to. Other bitch's pussy was on this.
Right. You sterilize them. You put them in the dishwasher.
No, you have to buy
them. You put them in Barbasol.
That's got to be sad, though. Throwing them out.
You just throw it out.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye to the pussy pie. It's like a real totem of the relationship. You know, you toss the fucking vibe.
So you get rid of them.
Yeah.
And you go purchase new ones.
Yeah.
On the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never used one.
Never.
Really?
No. Really?
It's not bad.
It's pretty awesome.
It's like it's like a Gundam suit.
I can't.
Oh, what?
It's like a Gundam suit.
What's that?
It's like when you fucking, you know what I mean? Like you have like a blaster on your arm.
And then
you just blast the pussy.
I did that.
Yeah.
You're lucky I gave you that orgasm. Meanwhile, it's just entirely that.
That's what bothers me about it. I'm just like, what is it?
You can't look at it as competition. It's an enhancement.
You gotta look at it.
It's like putting a sight on a sniper rifle, dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like it helps you.
Yeah.
Talk to her.
Yes. Feel her rhythms.
Oh, Jesus.
Feel her rhythms.
I know. It is fucking gross. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, because in that moment, how do you not go, I should be doing anything else? I should be like learning to play guitar.
Because your biggest one of us. What are you talking about?
No, once you bring tools in,
it's like while I'm playing guitar ever, I would go, I should be fucking getting pussy. That's why people are playing guitar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you want to let you enjoy
everything you do is for pussy. No, the whole of mankind.
No.
Boiled down, it pretty much is.
Well,
how do you? You're not wrong.
Explain asexuals.
Oh fuck, you got me.
I thought
me there.
Mr. Fucking Open.
You got me
Mr.
there.
Mr. Liberal Open Man. No, really? How do you? How
I have
how
an
do you
issue
explain
with
the non.